Great Country Q94, Cody Shimble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Lucius Cooley, a student athlete from Waseca Steuben High School. Lucius, a fantastic hurdler, also getting involved in the long jump and high jump this year for the Waseca Steuben Hornets. Had a fantastic week on the track and in the field, and it helped him earn the Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week last week. Lucius, first off, congratulations. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
So we talked a little bit off air about how your season's been going so far. Fantastic job in the hurdles, but you also said you just picked up long jump this year. You finished fourth in one of the meets, and if I can read through all this stuff here, I believe you finished pretty well in a couple others as well. You looks like, yeah, you finished second in one of those as well that we had you on the poll for. Mm-hmm. So what was the decision to pick up long jump, and how did you become so good at it so quickly?
I kind of wanted to do it for conference, for awards, for the field events. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, it was just pretty natural, I guess.
Yeah, when you're jumping when you're jumping over hurdles and you're doing high jump already, long jump just seems like second nature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking to as well, and I asked you off air, and I'm going to ask you here as well, how did you become so good at hurdles? How did you, it seems like there's always that fear element of you don't want to trip over the hurdles, and that's something I could never get through. How did you break that barrier, and how did you become so fast?
Just worked on technique, really.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all.
Who's the coaches that helped you work on that technique?
Shannon, I'm not sure how to say her last name.
Okay, that's all right, I can cut that for you. So folks normally see the long distance running events, they see the mile, the 2 mile, and they think, wow, that's got to be really difficult. I think sometimes people overlook how difficult the 300 meter hurdles are, because you basically got to do a sprint for 300 meters, but you also got those obstacles in front of you. How did you, am I right in saying that that's probably one of the most difficult events to compete in track and field?
Yeah, for sure. It's tough. You gotta, run fast for a long time and hold your speed. I usually can't keep my speed through the whole race, so I have to switch legs in the last half, which is tough.
Yeah, do you usually have a certain hurdle I'm going to switch here? Does it kind of just, you feel your body starting to maybe fail a little bit, so you know in your head, hey, I got to switch this? Is that something you're picking a hurdle or two ahead, or is that happen in that quick transition between hurdles?
It's in the quick transition between hurdles. Like, I'll just know when I'm approaching the hurdle if I'm not going to make it to my right leg, and so I'll just have to switch in the moment.
I can't imagine having it. I definitely couldn't think that quick on my feet to be able to do that. So hats off to you for having that wherewithal and to be able to make those quick transitions. We're talking here on a Thursday. We're going to play this here tomorrow on this Friday. As folks are hearing it now, you have the Sparky Invitational in basketball coming up this evening. You mentioned conference coming up next week. What are the goals for you in conference? Trying to obviously get a lot of points for your team as you move on into the regional competition?
Yeah, I'd like to try to win all four of my events, which I think I can do if I do my best.
Also, I wanted to mention too, as we, if folks weren't familiar with how well your week went, that won you Athlete of the Week. You broke a couple meet records as well, and one that you had already had set the year before with the first place in the 300 meter hurdles. You tied a meet record that was set in 1989. That was at the Timberwolves Invitational. Did you know that night that you had tied a record in that meet, or is that something you found out later?
Yeah, I knew. I knew what the record was going into the meet, and I kind of was wanting to give a shot at it.
Get a shot at it. Well, now you got your name up there set in stone with somebody from 1989. Lucius, congratulations on a fantastic week. Keep rocking it on the track there and in the field as well. Good luck in the rest of your meets this year, and we'll hope to see you back on the pole here later this year.
All right. Thank you.